What? What? What'd you say? Julia. Julia, you sniffed. Julia, you sniffed. Do you hear me?
What? What'd you say?
You woke me up. You sniffed. You woke me up again.
What? Go back to sleep. The time is... Go back to sleep.
I can't go back to sleep. You sniff right down my ear.
Charles, not again.
I can't sleep with you sniffing all over the place. Wake up.
Oh, leave me alone.
Right in my ear. Why can't you sleep quietly?
Stop torturing me.
Oh, that's good. Torture.
Leave me alone.
Yes, a little feminine sniff, preferably aimed the other way I could take, but that sounded like a docker with sinusitis.
I sniffed because I've got a cold, because you keep pulling the quilt off me.
Oh, that was a real mega sniff. This quilt was another thing. It should be sent back to the continent. How am I supposed to get through the night with a sliding quilt and a woman with amplified adenoids?
Charles, turn over and go back to sleep. Try for me.
Sleep? You know what I'm like if I wake up in the middle of the night? I just can't get back to sleep. There I am. My eyes clang open. My brain starts to race round and round. 3:20 a.m. and wide awake. Ready to get up and go. False energy. In 4 hours, I'm going to feel like a wet rag. Oh, there's a lot of cataloguing to do in the museum tomorrow. I'll be handling a lot of valuable antiques. I need my rest. Did you drop off again, Julia? Julia?
Leave me alone.
Can you wake up, please? It's your fault.
It must have only been a tiny sniff.
Well, noises, however small, take on larger proportions at night. In terms of decibels, at this time of night, that tiny sniff is the equivalent of a small factory collapsing.
Oh, go and sleep in the other room and...
Right. I'll take the bedclothes with me.
I'll freeze to death.
Well, that's your problem. You can sniff, cough, sneeze, or sing Wagner at the top of your voice for all I care. Just a minute. There is no bed in the other room. You sleep in the other room.
Well, I hell.
On your feet.
Go to hell. What are you doing?
I'm getting back into bed.
Well, turn the light off, then.
Turn the light off? How can I do a jigsaw in the dark?
A jigsaw? It's the middle of the night and he's doing a jigsaw.
Right. There we are. Good. Yes, nice picture, isn't it? Queen trooping the colour.
This is ridiculous.
Now, I'll be very quiet. I mean, I won't sniff. Now, I'll get nice and tired and I'll drop off to sleep. No, no.
If you...
Don't get aggressive. You won't be able to sleep if you're aggressive.
Oh.
Shh,
Charles, what are you doing?
I'm looking for a horse's ear. Piece slipped off the quilt.
Well, you won't find one down my nightdress. Get your hand out.
Right. I see. Not even allowed to do a jigsaw now.
You shouldn't fiddle with me.
I was looking for a horse's ear.
Well, you won't find one down there. Oh, dear God, I'm wide awake now. That's another night you've ruined for me. Satisfied?
I didn't start all this. You sniffed.
Oh, I'm so depressed.
Yes, well, what about me? I'm the insomniac.
It's not something between us two, is it?
Of course not.
Yes, it is. You're having an affair.
I'm not having an affair. I'm too tired to have an affair.
Don't lie. It's the guilt that's keeping you awake.
Yes, can you imagine me taking a girl to bed? She'd take one look at my jigsaw puzzle and fall about laughing.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Who'd fancy you with those great black circles under your eyes? Right. The problem is insomnia. National Health, no assistance, so let us look at ways of curing the problem. Now, what do I do to get to sleep?
You don't do anything. You just flop out. You could sleep through the soundtrack of World War II.
I just lie down on the pillow and...
Go to sleep.
And if I wake up in the middle of the night to go to the loo, I come back and...
Go to sleep.
I've got it. You're like that fat musketeer, Porthos.
What's he got to do with it?
He was running out of a building which happened to be collapsing around his ears, and suddenly he thought about running. You know, the simple process of putting one foot in front of the other. And you know what? He couldn't move. Rooted.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I never heard the next bit. But it proves my point. You think too much.
Oh, rubbish.
Right. Consultation over. I am going to sleep. Good night.
Julia. Don't go to sleep. Don't leave me alone.
Oh, little boy afraid, then. Oh, come here and I'll give you a cuddle. Better? Charles, what are you doing?
Caressing.
I thought you were tired.
Yes, I am. The doctor said that when I can't sleep, we should, you and me, you know, should, you know, cement our relationship.
What?
You know.
Now?
Well, why not?
Purely for medicinal purposes, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Come here, you fool.
Oh, that's better. Mm. Not beautiful, you know. Listen.
What?
What's that noise?
What noise?
Snoring. It's snoring upstairs. It's Miss Dunwoody snoring upstairs.
Oh, never mind about her.
I'm sorry, Julia.
Come with it.
Sorry, Julia. No, stop it. Stop it, will you? No, I can't perform with her rattling the windows up there. It's like trying to make love in a sawmill.
I can't hear a thing. Just another of your excuses.
Oh, God. What am I going to do now?
Hopeless, hopeless.
I can't help it if I'm a perfectionist.
How come you never achieve perfection, then? And put that bloody jigsaw away.
But I'm wide awake. I need something to pass the time.
I don't care about you, do you hear? I hate you. We'll resume this conversation in the morning. I am now going to sleep. And the best thing about sleep is that I shall be plunged into oblivion miles away from you.
I need something to read. You got anything to read? Julia.
What have I done to deserve this? Tell me, Lord. Here. Sort through this lot.
Hey, where did you get all these from?
I'm collecting for the jumble sale.
That's great, yes. Now, what I need is something really boring, really tedious, unspeakably dull to send me off. Ah, what have we here? My Struggle by Lenny Duggan, leader of the Boilermakers Union. Oh, it's just the thing, yeah. chapter one. When I called the lads out in 1975 and precipitated the National Boilermakers Strike, it was the proudest moment of my life. I was over the moon. I even made an appearance on Parkinson's television program.
Do you mind? Can't you read quietly?
No.
Why not?
I have to read out loud. Oh, don't blame me. Blame Miss Dunwoody. Can't stand the sound of snoring. Put some cotton wool in your ears. What are you doing?
Praying. I'm praying that I can resist the overpowering urge to strangle you.
Right.
But who are you calling?
Miss Dunwoody. Tell her to stop snoring.
You can't do that. She's 75.
What's that got to do with it? Whistling. That does the trick, the snorers.
You can't whistle down the phone to a 75-year-old woman in the middle of the night. You'll give her a heart attack.
Can't help that. It's either I read aloud or I give a helpless 75-year-old snorer a heart attack.
Put that phone down.
It's ringing.
Give me that. Get out of my sight, do you hear? Get out of this bed.
Good heavens, we are getting nervous, aren't we?
Get out. Get out.
All right. I'm going. I'll make some tea. I wasn't interested in Lenny Duggan's struggle anyway.
Like a cup of tea?
Get out!
Oh, hello there. Why aren't you asleep? And why can't I find anything to put in a sandwich?
I could kill you.
What have I done, my love?
Just keep out of my way.
Okay.
I was just drifting off when Bishop Auckland floated into my mind.
No ham, no cheese. Bishop Auckland, who's he?
He's not a man, it's a place, dummy.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's in Hertfordshire, isn't it?
That's what's keeping me awake. I don't know where it is.
I'm telling you, it's in Hertfordshire.
No, that's Bishop Stortford.
Oh, well, it's in Cornwall, then. Not even a digestive biscuit.
It isn't in Cornwall.
So you caught the old Porthos syndrome?
If it hadn't been for you... Oh, where the hell is it?
Does it matter?
Yes, it does. Make me some tea, will you?
I just had the last tea bag. God, I'm hungry.
Coffee.
coffee, then?
Run out of coffee? No, hang on. There's some here. No, that's gravy powder. Why do you keep gravy powder in a coffee jar? God, I'm hungry and there's nothing to eat.
I'm cold. I'm going to switch the central heating on.
Ah, no, no, don't touch that switch. It took me ages to set that. You need to be a safe breaker to get that time switch right. Ah, this is it. A tin of condensed milk.
I don't want any condensed milk.
I haven't had a condensed milk sandwich for years.
A condensed milk sandwich?
Yeah, my brother and I used to fight over these when we were kids. Do you want one?
Are you mad, Charles? I am asking you quite seriously, are you? Really?
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. Now, just wait till you taste this. It's nectar.
Ah! What's that?
Well, that's my Burmese skull drum.
Your what?
A Burmese skull drum.
What's it doing on the freezer?
Well, there's no room left in the Burmese room at the museum. Hmm, it's a beauty, isn't it? Oh, lovely. It's made from the skull of a Buddhist priest. Ooh. He insisted on doing something for Buddha even after he was dead. So, he had his skull made into a drum, and those who came after used to bang it at the door of the temple. You see, the top of the cranium was removed, and a portion of cowhide inserted.
Get it out of here, get it out.
All right, calm down, calm down. This little beauty's worth a fortune.
What a thing to be faced with in the middle of the night. Take it away.
All right, I'll put it on the sideboard next to the picture of your mother. Visitors can play spot the difference. Sorry.
Oh, I feel awful. Where's the AA book? I've got to find out where Bishop Auckland is.
It's in the car.
Well, I'll go and get it.
You'll have a long walk. I dropped it off for the MOT.
Oh, the Atlas, then.
Atlas? What Atlas? We've never had an atlas.
Oh, how am I going to find out, then? Couldn't we ring the AA up?
Oh, they deal with mechanical, not nervous breakdowns.
Hmm. All right. Pin your ears back. I've got some gossip.
Gossip? Gossip about who?
Well, you know Mr. Cudgel, the senior partner in our firm.
What? The one with the demob suit and the watch chain?
Hmm. He was seen leaving the office with...
Well, go on. What?
A briefcase.
Well, so what? He's a businessman.
Ah, yes, but sticking out of the corner of the case was a red taffeta dress.
A dress?
Yes. You've heard about men who carry dresses in their briefcases.
Now, I'm very disappointed in you, Julia. I never suspected you were like that.
I've always suspected Mr. Cudgel was like that. Right, your turn.
My turn for what?
Gossip. As malicious as possible.
I don't spread malicious gossip. Oh,
come on.
Well, you know me. I'm not like that.
No.
Well, there's something.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you remember that party we went to a few weeks ago? Derek and Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went in the kitchen to get another can of lager when I saw Joan in a compromising position.
Who with?
Rodney Bell, the double glazing rep.
Rodney Bell?
Mm.
No wonder she got her house done so cheap. What were they doing?
Well, she had him pressed against the freezer.
Yeah, but what were they doing exactly?
I've already told you.
Don't be such a prude. Where did he have his hand?
Well, if you must know, it was, on her chest.
Her chest? Her chest? Well, what was he doing, rubbing it with Vic? Why can't you say breasts?
I find it very hard to say that word.
Oh, go on, say it. Breasts.
I'm afraid I can't come to terms with sexual aggression in a woman. I'm sorry I ever mentioned it.
That's the trouble with you. You're afraid of it.
What?
Sex.
I happen to hold marital relations in high esteem, not as a topic for prurient gossip.
You're afraid of it.
Stop calling it it.
It's true. Why do you always sleep with your pyjamas on? Why don't you leave them off once in a while? Why don't you surprise me now and then? And what about now?
Well, that's... Now?
On the floor.
What, here?
Hmm.
No. I couldn't. It's too cold. I've got to get in the mood.
See? I proved it. Just as I said, food, sleep, sex. You can't let your body express itself. You're all mind.
The intellect is what raises man above the savage.
Oh, you would-be intellectuals are all the same. Our sex life has become a routine, like winding the clock before you come to bed. I was talking to Helen the other day.
Helen, what have you been saying about me?
Oh, relax. She's got this theory that men invent things and discover places and play rugby and all that stuff because they're really running away from sex.
Oh, spare me this hair salon psychology.
Just something to think about.
Junk. Since when should a man apologise for keeping his libido under control? Blame it on something like respect for my partner.
I'm sorry. Oh. I am sorry, Charles. I didn't mean it. Well, it is the middle of the night. You know how irritable I get if I wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, don't look at me like that. Come on. Here's a cuddle. Little one? That's better. Look, if it'll make you feel any better, have a go at me. Assassinate my character.
No.
No, go on. I can take it. Anything you like. Faults, irritating little things that get on your nerves. Shoot.
Well, you might find this hard to believe, Julia, but I do love you very much. I could never imagine living without you. I'm very happy with you. You've given me the best years of my life. That's all.
Oh, that's the nicest, gentlest thing that anyone's ever said to me. Hold me very tightly, Charles.
Mm-hmm. There's one thing.
Oh.
Hell, it's nothing, though.
No, go on. I deserve it.
No.
What is it, my darling?
Well, you never clean the bathroom.
What?
The bathroom. It's a very dirty bathroom. It was rather disgusting, actually.
And it's my responsibility to clean the bathroom.
Well, you only work part-time. I would have
anyway,
thought...
Anyway, I do clean the bathroom.
Yes, once a month. You leave it until it looks like a campsite latrine.
What? Oh,
windowsills are grimy. There are hair grips all over the place. Tell you the truth, Julia, I don't think much of your housekeeping.
Oh.
Upturned cigarette ends sprouting like weird forms of vegetation all over the bookshelves. Every time I come into this house, it smells like a gambling den. What do you do in the afternoons? Hold nicotine parties? What's wrong? Can't take it.
If you want to live in an antiseptic house, move into the hospital. I happen to believe that houses are for living in.
So do I. But there's a very good chance of me dying in this one.
Oh.
Look at the kitchen floor. Look at it. Look at the kitchen floor. You could hold the International Grease Skiing Championships in here. And those cupboards, there are things in there to which there is no known antidote.
Right. You've done it now.
In my considered opinion, Julia, you are sluttish.
Sluttish?
Right.
Take that back.
Raw nerve, eh?
Oh, you've really, really, really done it now.
Where are you going? To clean the bath? The Ajax is here under the sink.
I don't think I've ever hated you more than I do at this moment. I'm going back to bed.
Bed? Now, that's another thing. Why don't you change the sheets more often?
I am going back to a bed which I shall never share with you again.
Oh, a fine performance in controlled agony. Bravo. Who the hell's that?
Answer it and find out.
Good morning, Fledgwick Power Station. Oh, hello, Miss Dunwoody. Yes, it's Miss Dunwoody from upstairs. Yes, I know. I don't know. She wants us to stop talking. Yes, I'm very sorry to have woken you up, Miss Dunwoody, but we were having a bit of a consciousness-raising session down here. Yes, of course we will. I'm so sorry. Miss Dunwoody, one thing. You wouldn't happen to know where Bishop Auckland is? Oh, is it? Oh, yes, I see. Thank you, yes. And, sorry. Well, she does have a perfect right to protest, I suppose. You were screaming hysterically.
Did you hear what I said? I never want you in that bed again. This is it. Finish. Understand?
Yes. Julia, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Forgive me.
Never.
I see.
Good. All right, where's Bishop Auckland?
Ah, you do forgive me. Bless you. Well, it's in County Durham. Miss Dunwoody has a sister there. That's how she knows.
Thank you. Right, I'm going back to bed.
Ah, yes.
And where do you think you're going?
Well, to bed with you.
Oh, no, you're not.
But you forgave me. Well, I told you where Bishop Auckland was. You agreed.
Keep away from me. I'm warning you.
I own half of that, then.
Keep away from me.
Now, that's cheating. Now, don't be so...
Now, do you get the message?
You kicked me. Oh, open this door. Unlock this door, you cat.
Go away.
Right.
What? Who are you? Get away, I'll call my husband.
Shut up, you fool, I am your husband.
What are you doing here? I've locked you out.
Out of the front door, round into the garden, in through the window. Good job we live in a ground floor flat.
Why, how did you get in through the window?
The catch is broken. Well, here we are.
I still feel the same, you know.
Look, just because I called you slutty, there's no need to take it personally.
You called me a slut.
Now, point of order. I called you sluttish. That is, you're inclined to be a slut from time to time, sort of part-time slut.
I don't feel angry anymore. Just deeply, deeply hurt. Something between us has snapped. Listening, it is going to take a hell of a lot of loving and cherishing to put things right.
Oh, horse manure. Neither of us meant what we said. I didn't anyway, so drop all this tragedy queen stuff. It's 4 a.m, we were both red-eyed and tetchy, and the human body is at its lowest ebb at that time of the day. So I'm sorry, there. Julia, you know when you said I never abandoned myself when we were making love?
Mm-hmm.
Well, getting in through the window like that made me feel a bit wicked, like an intruder.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'll take mine off if you take yours off.
What has come over you?
Come here. Shh. Can you hear? Julia, listen.
What?
Miss Dunwoody. She's not snoring.
She's not snoring. I can hear her not snoring.
That's it. That means she's going to start again. Oh. I'm sorry, Julia. I can't press on with it. I'd be on edge waiting for her to start.
Get off, you idiot. Get off me.
I'm sorry. I'm sensitive. Oh, what's on the radio?
You are not going to play your radio. I want to sleep, for God's sake.
All right. I've got my earphones. I calm down, for heaven's sake. You get so excited. I'll just sit here and the world will be at my disposal through these wonders of technology. Then I'll go to sleep. Good night, darling. Sweet dreams.
Get knotted.
Good morning, world. With one twist of the knob, I am in... Where am I? Malaysia? Yeah. I'm picking up Radio Malaysia. It's amazing. Normally, I can't even get Radio 2 on this thing. And now we will have a folklore recital. Ooh, a concert by the Malaysian National Orchestra. They will perform the centuries-old art of water slapping. Water slapping. Each tub contains a certain level of water which, when slapped,
Charles.
Produces notes of various tones.
Charles?
This is a very rare form of music making. I'm not surprised.
Charles?
What?
You're keeping me awake. You're talking!
Am I, darling? I'm sorry. It's the headphones. I can't hear myself speak. It's all going in. I can't hear what's coming out.
I've had enough, Charles.
Yeah, so have I. I don't want to listen to a load of Malaysian water slappers. Seems a pretty silly way of making music.
I can't take any more!
No, I'll switch it off. Hey, what are you doing with my headphones?
I'm going to strangle you with the cable.
Julia, keep away from me.
No court in the land will convict me.
Now, I'm bigger than you, Julia. Don't try anything you might regret.
Oh, I mean it!
Now, Julia...
Oh, no! Charles. Charles, are you all right?
Oh, what happened?
Oh, I hit you with a lamp.
Oh, yes. Why did you hit me with a lamp?
Well, you did have your hands around my throat. I couldn't breathe.
I've just been unconscious for the first time in my life. Ooh, strange feeling. It's like the ceiling falling in.
Oh, you were only out for 30 seconds. Stop exaggerating.
You may have damaged my brain. I might never be the same person again.
Oh, well, some good may have come out of it then.
Julia? I suddenly feel very, very sleepy.
Well, lie down.
Yes.
Well, put your head on the pillow.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, my eyes feel so heavy. Nearly I'm falling asleep.
Rest your head, Charles. Sleep.
Yeah. Julia.
Sleep, Charles. Sleep.
Can I hear footsteps? Yes. I can hear footsteps in the garden. Someone tramping around.
Go to sleep, Charles. Go to sleep. It's your imagination.
Yeah, just my imagination, silly. Yes. Yeah.
No! What? Oh, what am I doing? Stan. Oh, my God, Charles! Charles!
Yeah?
Charles!
5 more minutes.
You wake up! We've overslept! Oh, I was having a terrible dream. I dreamt someone had been in the room with us. Wake up!
It's just like lying at the bottom of the ocean. It's wonderful.
We're terribly late. Look, will you please get up and go to the bathroom first? Get up!
Yes, all right.
Oh, let me tell you about my nightmare. It was a man.
No, don't bother. I find other people's dreams terribly boring.
It was a man in a blue sweater and tennis shoes. Yeah, I dreamt he got in through the bedroom window and then went down the hall into the living room.
Julia!
What?
That was no dream. He was for real.
What do you mean?
We've been robbed. Cleaned out.
What?
Come and have a look.
Oh, my God.
TV, record player, silver candlesticks. And that's all I can see. All we've got left is spaces.
But this is impossible. I would have heard.
Well, I did hear. You told me it was my imagination. I heard him outside, remember? And you saw him on his way through. I'm surprised you didn't offer him a mug of cocoa.
Obviously, you're to blame for all this. You left the window open.
You locked me out of the bedroom.
And you called me a slut.
Ah, but who woke me up in the first place? You did. You sniffed.
It's all your fault, you.
Well, things could be worse.
Worse? We've been burgled. Everything of any value we have has been nicked. We're not insured and things could be worse.
Nah, not everything. Look, he didn't take my Burmese skull drum.
Give me that.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to bring this skull down on your skull and see which one cracks first.
No, come on. No, don't do anything silly. No, please, it's precious. No, Julia, please. No, please. Julia!
Open this door, all you rats. Unlock this door!
In You Sniffed by Peter Silcock, Julia was played by Heather Bell, and Charles by Andrew Sachs. The play was directed in our Birmingham studios by Vanessa Whitburn.